fucking urgent. I'm coming.
What is it? You. Why are you here? You know better than to come over unannounced. Better than that. You know not to come over without permission. No, we've discussed this many, many times. We're not together anymore. You don't get to just waltz over here and into my place. Then you need to figure out places that you can go. Because this isn't just a freebie. Alright, sometimes I'm your dom, but I haven't been your boyfriend in a very long time. So, what's going on? Lonely and desperate are not good reasons. That's just not a good enough justification to show up here without any kind of warning. I need advance notice, and you need permission. You know these things. Wait. I shouldn't set this precedent, but it's raining outside. And it looks like you walked through it once already. I can't even see your car. Where did you park? I guess there weren't many places to park out here. Come in. No, come on. You have permission. Come in. You're not the only one who was in a shower. That's why you caught me in my bathrobe. So, sorry that I'm not more presentable, but like I said, not much notice. It's okay. You are not the kind of person I would expect to ever be lonely. So, tell me what's wrong. What happened? Did you break up with your boyfriend, if you had one? I don't even know anymore. Did your new dom let you drop? What happened? Hey? Hey, look at me. Tell me what happened. In a strictly physical way, I miss you too. But you know we can't make this that complicated. But even through the rain, and obviously you've been crying a bit, so much has changed between us, but how fucking attracted to you I am is not one of them. You really are breathtaking. I wish it worked out better. Look, I'm sorry things haven't been working out for you. Things have been difficult for me, too. It's, you know, there are options, but none as fun. None as sweet. You know I'm picky. I like them a certain way, so what we had was special. There's no denying that, but it is over. And frankly, my heart can't take you coming over here like this. Anyway, what exactly did you hope to gain by coming here? Now, now. I know you better than that. If you got in your car, drove all the way here, walked through that much rain, you had something in mind. So what was it? Don't lie. You know that you can lie with the way that you look. I've taught you that many, many times. If you don't tell me the truth, you're lying. If you don't tell me something that I need to know, you're lying. If you don't tell me something that I directly ask you for, you're lying. And when you tell me that you don't want to come and you're a quivering, desperate mess, you're lying. I see the signs. You're just programmed, aren't you? I suppose that's the way that I made it. I did like you better that way. Walking around in just your panties, a vibrator pulsing against your clit. You couldn't even really walk straight. You were always bow-legged when you were my girl, weren't you? That was the way that you should always be. Is that the way you are now? Is that why you seem so distracted? Difficult to put words to feeling? You don't want to accidentally moan? If I put my hand here... I feel it. That's a much stronger vibrator than we used to use. Technology's improved. I can't hear it. Well, you must have had quite the drive here. I really shouldn't reward you when you behave like this. But like I said, one of the few things between us that has not changed, how fucking hot I think you are. Get on your knees. Now, now, don't get slack-jawed already. I didn't say I was going to give you my cock. I just wanted you on your knees. But, I think maybe you deserve to see it again. How long has it been? How long has my little princess been without cock? How long have you been forced to play with dildos and vibrators? Watch porn? Just to have a vague resemblance to what I used to do for you. With my voice. I figured it'd been a long, long time. When I showed up in my bathrobe, you must have been elated. This was your dream scenario. The closest you could get to me answering the door naked. Tell me, if I'd told you, right in the doorway, to get on your knees and suck my cock, would you have done it? Half of you still getting pelted by the rain? You bobbing forward into my apartment just to take my cock all the way to my balls the way you used to love doing? Good girl. And that's the last one you'll get without really earning it. But I know it melts you. I know it puts you right into subspace. Nobody knows how to use that phrase like I do. Right, princess. That's right. I have to admit, Sir does love the way you look on your knees. This kind of submissiveness, it's rare. It's prized. And you wanted to give yourself to me. That means something to me. I won't ignore that fact, even though you broke so many rules by coming over here like this. Lean against my leg. You can look at my cock, but you can't touch it. Play with your hair. How does that feel? You remember this, don't you? How you might spend hours nuzzling my leg while I watch TV, and you watch my cock stay hard for you. I just loved you in that position. It made TV much more interesting, too. My biggest regret was how quickly I came once you started working my cock. Of course, I think that had a lot to do with how desperately you would do it. Do you still think about it like you used to? Do you still imagine it hitting the back of your throat, sliding along your tongue? Do your eyes still roll to the back of your head? That was one of my favorite parts. First time, take my cock, part your lips, slide it into your mouth along that tongue. The deeper it got, the more vocal you got. Moaning around my cock. It's like your mouth was another pussy. How often you wanted me to fuck it. Speaking of your pussy, it must be aching. Is the vibrator almost dead? That would be a shame, wouldn't it? If it died before you got to come. No, we wouldn't want something like that, would we? Well, you wouldn't want something like that. But maybe denial is in order for you, isn't it, princess? Maybe that's what you've always needed. More structure. After all, you did show up here out of the blue. I did tell you that I shouldn't reward that, didn't I? I think letting you touch my cock, play with my balls, lick me, suck me, God forbid, fuck me. All of those would enforce that behavior. But you're not the kind of princess that's gonna get used to bad behavior, are you? Good. I'd hate to have to do something more drastic. I still have the chains. Never been used on anyone else. They were always just for you. They fit your pretty little wrists and ankles so perfectly. Still right next to my bed. Maybe that's where you'd like to be now. Naked, chained up next to my bed. At any moment I could swing my legs out, slide to the edge of the bed, and let you take care of me. And you'd beg me for it, wouldn't you? Well, come with me, little princess. I think we're gonna chain you up again.